Baz Hashem is Bochur, begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam, Hilchas Tumas Eichon, the laws of impurity as relates to food items in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which in this Perek we discuss regarding the two halachas of machshava, of thinking about, and heksha, of making it prepared for a food item to be mekabel tumah. As Rambam begins halacha alf regarding that the thought can designate if something is considered as a food item for a person. So Kfar Bayan already explained the opening of Perek alf halacha alf. She'in ochil mistamin, food items cannot become tummy until they're prepared, they're come in contact with one of the seven liquids to make it tummy. And additionally, that any food item that's not designated for human consumption cannot receive tummy until it is designated for human consumption. If there's a food item that's designated for human consumption in this place, in this location, and it's not designated for human consumption in another place, so, but in the place where it is designated, it does not need a person's intent to designate it for human consumption. But in the place where it's not designated, you need to have a specific intent to designate for human consumption, and only then could it receive tumah. However, that's regarding making into the food item, but regarding any food item that ultimately can contaminate a person or vessels. For example, let's say someone slaughters a non-kosher animal for a non-Jew, and it's mefacheses, it's shaking around, where it does not have the halacha of tumas nevela as long as it's shaking around, but after it stops shaking, it would have the halacha of the severe tumah of contaminating a person and vessels. So therefore, in the tzarech hechsher, it actually does not need to be prepared with liquid and will contaminate and become tummy as tumas eichlin, even without being coming in contact with one of the seven liquids. That's a unique halacha of if it's going to have tumah chamura, it's going to have tumah kala automatically, even that of tumini, that of tumas eichlin, even without being prepared to one of the seven liquids. Halacha Gimel continues regarding the different possibilities regarding these two halachic criterions of machshava and heksha. So yeshachal, there are certain food items, shetzich and heksha, that they need to be prepared to be susceptible to tumah, but in tzich machshava, they don't need an intent to make it into a food item. Those who need the opposite. They need intent to make it into food item, but they don't need to be in contact with one of the seven liquids. Some need both machshava and heksher. Some don't need neither. They don't need machshava and nor heksher. Okay, it's a household. As Rambam illustrates, all food items are designated for human consumption wherever they are globally. So, tzrichen heksher, they have to be prepared by coming in contact with one of the seven liquids. But they don't need intent to be a food item. For example, dagum tayrim, kosher fish, v'chagavim tayrim, kosher locusts, b'chol makom, wherever the person is, because they're eaten everywhere, whether in cities or in villages, and v'chagavim tameim, dagum tameim, b'kfarim, and specifically the non-kosher locusts and fish, they're eaten in the villages, because those in the cities don't usually eat them. Hadeim yichodim l'adam, so wherever they are, or as wherever they are, they're designated for human consumption. So, but it's tzarach hechsher, so it needs to be prepared, but b'lei machshava does not need specific intent to make it into food. V'chein chilat behem b'tayir shemesa, so too the fats of a kosher animal, when the animal dies, tzarach hechsher, it needs to be prepared, because the fats of a nevela does not have tumas nevelas, but it will have tumas echalen. But so just like any food item, it needs to have hechsher first. But b'lei machshava does not need machshava b'chol makom, because that's eaten globally. Now, that's category number one. In the following, they need machshava and hechsher. Basa perish min lechai, when flesh is detached from a living creature, beim in the adam, beim in the hema, whether it's from a person or from an animal, beim in the oif, whether from a bird, or venivlas ha'if ha'tamei, or the carcass of a non-kosher bird, which does not have a tama at all, because it doesn't. The halacha of nevelas oif was not said regarding it, but it does have the tama like all food items. And the fats of a kosher animal that was slaughtered in the villages. Now, although it was prepared by slaughtering, which the blood of the slaughtering prepares it, it still needs a second preparedness after the person intends for it to be eaten, because the hechsher before the machshava is not effective because the chelav is not then a food item, and therefore it needs to have a hechsher after it was made into food item by the guy's machshava, like we're saying, because these things need machshava and hechsher. Ushur kol yarkas asadev, and all other the vegetables of the fields, meaning besides those that we mentioned in halacha aleph, that kugoyin, for example, habitzalim, hakosham, meyosef, the very harsh onions, or vapitrius and mushrooms, b'chein gachagov and b'dogim ketanim, so to the small locust and fish. Tzrichim machshava, they need a machshava, bakfarim, in the villages. A lashon regarding endives, which are a type of herb, vegetable, which is could be eaten by a human when it's a pressing need, but primarily they function for animal food. Shazram lebehema, where they were planted for the animals to eat it, but and then they change their mind to use it for human consumption. They're not able to receive tuma. Only if they thought that thought after it was detached, because the thought of a food item to make it into food and when it's still connected is not considered machshava. It has to be when it's able to be eaten, when it's detached. Aloshim shaliktam lebehemtoi bedichim. Regarding endives that were harvested for their animals and they were washed off, and then they change their mind, they want to give it to for the human being. Tzrichin hechsher sheni has to come into contact with liquid, with water again. Ach machshav again, like we said, after only the thought was made. V'chein kol koyitz b'zeh, and also all similar types of cases. Ha'olol, which is the meat that stuck onto the skin when it was skinned from the animal. Im choshav l'blechila, if they thought they wanted it for eating, mekabel tumas achon, that will receive the tumah of food items. V'mlav, but if not, harei ke'etz, it's like a piece of wood, v'im mekabel tumas, it's not mekabel tumah. So too the bones that are connected to the flesh, vagidim and the ligaments, and the soft places from the horns and from the hooves, vaknafayim, which are the feathers that remain after the big feathers were removed, vahanoitza, which are the very small ones after all the feathers were plucked off, that small little hairs, vamakomisarakim and the tzapanayim and the mechartim, and the soft places from the beak and from the nails, hamuvlom babas, which are absorbed into the flesh. So tzrichim hechsher machshava, those need to be prepared with 1 of 7 liquids, and intent that you want to eat them. Intent will help, but it's not generic until you think about it. Next category, ve'elu she'ein tzrichim le'machshava le'hechsher, the following don't need not intent and not preparedness. Nivlas be'metari b'chal makom, the dead kosher animal, wherever it is, cities, villages, ve'nivlas ha'if hatar, and the nevela of a kosher bird, and v'chelu behemet tahira bakrachim, and the fats of a kosher animal, which was slaughtered, because the one that became the nevela we mentioned before, in the cities, because in the villages, where there's very few people, they wouldn't eat the nevela of an oif, and not the fats that's not attached to the meat. L'fishem yichodim maichal adam, but in these places, or if it's a case that's global, since they're designated for human consumption, they don't need to have intent for it to be food item. And they don't need to be prepared. Why not? Because ultimately, these items are going to end up having the tumah of severe, like a nevela that could contaminate a person and vessels with the size of a kezias, which that's actually referring to the case of nevela of a behemoth oif, not for the case of the chelev, because chelev, even that a nevela, actually does not have a tumah chamura. So why does the chelev of a shechuta not need hechsher? It's because it becomes hukshav with the shechita, which is the dam that comes out. Now, we're specifically talking about nevela of a behema that's less than the kezayis, which you combine and give it something else that's tameh, which completes it to the shir of tumas oichel of a kebeya, because fudem does not contaminate other things less than the kebeya, because if it had a kezayis, it actually would have tumas nevela, which is actually more severe than tumas oichel. So why would we give it tumas oichel? The Ram is telling us that that which is less than the kezayis and nevela will combine with tumas oichlam without hechsher, because a full kezayis would have a tumah chamura, as Ram is going to say later in halacha vav. Therefore, even now, it doesn't need hechsher, because b'chol matamei tumah chamura in the tzarich hechsher, whatever contaminates a severe level of tumah, now when you're doing it the lesser tumah of tumas oichlam, that does not need preparedness. Next category, ve'elu tzricha machshava ve'inu tzricham hechsher. The following need intent but don't need to be prepared. A nivla sa'if ha'tar b'kvarim, nevela of a kosher bird in villages, where again they will have tumah chamura, but you need machshava because most people don't eat this as a food item over there. V'nivlas beim tamei b'chalakim, and the nevela of a non-kosher animal in all places. But again, that's only if you thought about, as we mentioned before, for less than the kezayis. Of a kezayis, if you thought about the size of an olive, then avatumahu, then it's actually a primary category of tumah, and as that as of a nevela. And then we wouldn't need the tumah of oichon. Halacha dalad, regarding the halachas of hechsher and machshava as it applies to the meat from an animal. So Yisrael Shashachat Behemet Tamei L'Nachri. If a Jew slaughters a non-kosher animal for a Gentile, and Shashachat B'Shnayim or Rev Shnayim, he slaughters the two pipes, the food pipe and the windpipe, or at least the majority of them, which is what Halacha B'Shchit requires. So then this non-kosher animal, how does it mistamet tumas echalon? It will have the tum of food and kozmanchi mefacheses as long as it's thrashing about. And the reason for that is because since the Jew did an appropriate slaughter that would permit a kosher animal to eat, so it's like a food item, even though it's still in the throes of death, and it's going to have tumas nevelis that after it dies, that we know it's going to have tumas nevelis. But now, where it's not a nevel yet, it will have the tumah of echalon, and the in tzrichah machshava, it does not need intent. Shari yisrael shchata lechilas hagoyim, because the Jew is slaughtering it for the consumption of the goy, so ve'in lech machshava gedel mazud, there's no greater intent for eating it, because he's slaughtering it for him. And also, ve'in tzrichah echshav does not need to be prepared, because ultimately it's going to have tumah nevela very soon after the throes of death, after thrashing about stops, when it's going to be in the vela. And like we said, if it has tumah chamur at the end, it does not need hechshav now. But let's say shachar ba'echad, let's say only slaughtered one pipe by the neck, or shenachar, or he stabs it, then it's not going to be a tumah of a food item, because it's only a shechita that permits a kosher animal that's mefacheses to eat, so that would make also by the non-kosher animal when it's mefacheses as a food item. But slaughtering one pipe or nechira, which by a kosher animal would not permit it to be eaten, that wouldn't help either to create it into halach of oichel by a non-kosher animal. And v'chein goy, so to a Gentile, shashachar b'hem eter liyisrael, if he slaughters a kosher animal for a Jew, v'shachar b'shnam erev shnam, he slaughters two pipes or the majority of those two pipes, mistamet tumas eichalin, kozmanchi mefacheses, v'in tzichah shir, it's going to have a tumah of food items, as long as it's mefacheses, and the thrashing about after it's slaughtered before it fully dies, and it does not need to be prepared. And the reason for that is because such a slaughtering through a Jew would permit the mefacheses to eat, so that is also effective enough by the slaughtering the Gentile, at least to give it a halacha of eichel for the laws of tumah. Shachar ba'echad enachara. Now, however, if let's say he slaughters only one pipe or he stabs it, then any matam tumas echalon, that's not going to have tumah of the food items, because it's not a valid shechita, but it's going to be like all other nevelas. Halacha hey, hachaytech baser me'iv menachay shal behemah. Someone cuts flesh from a limb from a living creature of an animal. Now, a full aver menachay, a limb from a living creature, contaminates like a nevela. But the flesh that detaches from it does not have its own intrinsic tumah. So if someone cuts off a flesh from the aver, which was taken from a living animal, and then subsequently he thought about it, that he wants it to be eaten and it becomes a food item. So tzarech hechsher, it needs to be prepared to be susceptible to tumah, because even though before it's cut off, it had a severe tumah as being part of the aver menachai, that's not affected because this meat is not anymore part of the limb. It's a food item. And from the moment that it became a food item, it did not have a tumah chamur, and neither is it going to have. So it's like a whole new entity which needs hechsher. But let's say he first thought about the flesh when it was connected to the limb, and then only then did he cut it, and therefore it had a halacha as a food item when it was still attached to the aver, then does not need to be prepared. Because before it was even cut, it was already a food item, it already had the severe tumah as an avela. And like we said, whatever has a severe level of tumah, like that of an avela, does not need to be prepared for the halacha of tumas oichon. Less than the olive size of the carcass of a non-kosher animal, shechich b'lov, where he thought about it to eat, use it as a food item, the hishem of kebeya machom achem, but it's less than the kebeya, less than an olive size, which that's less than the minimum of having tumah of nevela itself. But then he supplemented on it like to be a total of an egg size of other foods. Then in a kol tzarech hechsher, then none of it needs to be prepared. Even the parts of the other foods are generally need to be prepared, because hoy lepachas megizayis. Because since the less than the olive size piece of the nevela shebachal habeya that's in this entirety of the egg size volume of food item, im mishlima legizayis, if you would complete it to be the size of an olive, mitame tumachamur, it would have this severe level of tumah. So already now has the halachic status of seifel tamat tumachamur, that now the whole thing doesn't need to have hechsher. So let's say it has an olive size of a nevela of a non-kosher animal that he thought about it. Now, so it's already kezayis, yeah, but then he put it inside dough until now it completed the size of an egg. Now since the tumah of the nevela of the behema cannot contaminate through touch, because the dough that's separating between the nevela and the web is touching it, so you would need to have intent for it to go ahead and create it into this halacha of a food item. But ve'ena batzik hazeh tzarich hechsher. But the dough does not need to be prepared, although generally dough, food items need to go in contact with 1-7 liquids, because since this whole entity of this measurement contaminates by carrying, because you have the alpha-sized piece of the veil that's inside of it that contaminates by carrying, so though it cannot contaminate through touch, ultimately it's going to contaminate through a severe level of tuma, meaning it's included the halacha of sevet tamatu b'chamur because of the gezais and the veil that's inside of it. So lafikach in tzarich hechsher, therefore it has already the halacha, and therefore it does not need to be prepared for the susceptibility to tuma. Halacha zayin continues regarding this halacha of hechsher machshava regarding the flesh of a person and of a bird. Before we spoke about basa behemah, now we're talking about basa of adam and oif. Pachas megezais mibsar hames, less than the olive size of flesh from a human being that died. Shehishim love kebeya misharachom, that they supplement to be the size of an egg from other food items. So hakol, so everything, even the dough that's on top of it, tzarech machshava, it needs intent. Why? But I mean, why do you need intent for dough? Everyone needs dough. No, shari batla hakol etzel kol adam, because it was all nullified to any person because of the flesh of the dead person that's inside of it. And ve'ena kol tzarech hechsher, but, so that's different, needs machshava, but it does not need hechsher, because again, since the flesh of the dead person that's the size of his eyes is included in it, which has a tumah chamura, so therefore all the secondaries will also be included in the sefer tumah chamura that does not need hechsher. Lachaches, kezayis mna meis. Again, that's even if it was less than the kezayis, because like we said, it could supplement. And if you made it more than the kezayis. Now, let's say it's an olive-sized piece of a corpse that was covered with dough, then akol mas tamei tumah chamura, then everything gets a severe level of tumah, even if the person or the vessel touched the dough. And the reason for that is because by tumas mes, it shoots forth up and down, and whoever is touching is touching, it's like he's touching the mes, and therefore everything has the tumah chamura of a mes. Halacha tes, hachaysech basim me'odam chai. If someone cuts off flesh from a living person, lachila lekelev, to feed it to a dog, which such a thought is not effective to make the flesh like a food item regarding the laws of tumah, because a food item that is not fit for human consumption is not makabel tumah, even though he's thinking to feed it to a dog. But imchishvalav, but if he thought about it after it was cut off, he changes his mind and he wants to feed it to a person, lamachal adam for human consumption, harizat tzarech machshava, which that was the thought, that was the intent. Now, but in the tzarech hechsher, and does not need to be prepared, which actually others edit that actually tzarech hechsher, because that's how the Rambam wrote in Halacha Gimel, that regarding flesh that detached from a living entity, which regarding the laws of hechsher seemingly wouldn't be a difference if it was cut or fell off, and therefore maybe the girsut actually would be that but tzarech hechsher, it would need to be prepared. Halacha Yud, goyzel shenofel legas v'meis, regarding a young bird that falls into the wine press, and it dies. So af bishagas b'medina, although this wine press is in the city where there's many people there, and they generally do eat the nevela of a kosher bird, which we contrasted with that of villages, still hari nimis bagas became repulsive, became ruined in the wine press. Lefikach tzarech machshava, and therefore, if one wants to eat it, it would require a specific intent to make it into a food item. Now, let's say they thought about this bird when they were taking it out. They said, okay, let's give it to eat to a Gentile. So then it's going to contaminate. Because he was thinking about it to give to human consumption. A Jew's not going to eat it because it wasn't slaughtered, but he's going to give it to a Gentile. But let's say he thought about, okay, let's just give it to the dogs. Then it's not going to have the tumma of food items because, like we said, it wasn't designated for human consumption. Now, let's say the one who was thinking about it, that he thought, oh, he's going to feed it to a person. That was a cherished v'katan. The one who thought about it was a deaf, mute, a mental image, or minor. Then actually, harizat tar, it's going to remain tar because their thoughts are not effective and therefore did not create into a food item. Now, halu kedei l'chila adam. Now, but let's say the cherished v'katan, they took it out not with the intent, but they actually took it out to actually feed it to a person. Hariz a tummy, then actually it's going to become tummy. Because sheyesh lehem meiser, because a chesh avikotin, they have actions, their actions are effective as a regular person, it's just ve'en lemakshub, they don't have thought. So if they just had a thought, like, hey, maybe I should do that, that would not make it into eichel. But if they actually did it to give it, then actually that's a maisa, and that actually will be effective to create into a maichel to have tumas eichel.